The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Now that the new Congress has taken the oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States, what can we expect of them? Will they overturn the disastrous policies of the last 3 years? Will they actually work for a balanced budget? More importantly, will they work to stop abortion and protect the biblical family unit? Let's consider these things. First, let's remember that the so-called conservative majority is only true in the House of Representatives. It is not true in the U.S. Senate and certainly not true in the White House. For any law to pass, including laws which would overturn previous laws, both houses of Congress and the President must sign it, or both houses of Congress have to pass it over the President's veto by a 2/3 majority. Even if it's true that conservatives control the House of Representatives, and that's still to be proven, the Senate and White House are definitely not. Therefore, the likelihood of overturning the bad policies of the last 3 years is not great. What is more probable is that we will see at best a stalemate, at worst a compromise in which laws would be passed which are somewhat more conservative than we've seen recently. A stalemate which stopped the activity of the national government for months would not be a bad thing. It would force the states to stand up to Washington and take back their power from decades of national government intrusion into state capitals. It would force us, as citizens, to find our own personal solutions to problems we run into rather than expecting Washington to take care of us. However, the pressing needs in all this